Mark and Walt in the morning, Sunny 101.9, Tones and I with Dance Monkey. It is 8:14 on this Monday morning. As we do at this time, we get our updates with our friends at the Lake Superior Community Partnership. And joining me on the line right now is Sarah Lucas, who is CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us this morning with something that this came across my desk a while, that you were doing this as a webinar, that you were looking at employer-based solutions for childcare issues. First of all, let's start with that. What were you looking at with doing this webinar? And then we'll get into it a little bit more.
Sure. Childcare issues have really been exacerbated by the pandemic. We have a lot of employers that are struggling with attracting workers or retaining workers because they don't have access to childcare, whether it's affordable or just even available at all. We're also hearing that there's problems with attendance and tardiness because of childcare issues. And we get a lot of questions about, you know, how can they be involved in some of the solutions and what are some of the solutions for our childcare shortages. And so understanding that we have some employers who are already active in that space, we wanted to kind of share those examples and just get people thinking and talking about other solutions and how employers might be a part of those solutions.
Now, you mentioned that, of course, this was exacerbated by the pandemic, as many things were, but this must have been something that was already somewhat on the radar, especially for members, employers with the partnership about this. Where did it all come about to have this conversation?
You're right. This was an issue that's been brewing for a long time. And then once the pandemic hit and schools closed and daycares had to adjust their schedules, it really became a crisis situation. We've been hearing about it, for years, I think, in economic development. But after the pandemic, it like I said, really became a crisis situation. And because it's expensive, because it depends itself on a workforce that isn't necessarily available, it's been difficult to just, slap an easy fix on it and move on. It's something that's really complex and is going to require a lot of participation from different parts of the community, from the state, from educators, to make sure that we have enough childcare providers, to make sure that they have a workforce, and to make sure that it's affordable. So this particular event was really kind of focused on the, supply side, making sure that there's daycare options available for those parents that need it. And, how can we do that given our limited resources publicly? How can employers help support that goal?
We're talking with Sarah Lucas, CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership. They conducted a recent webinar taking a look at employer-based solutions for childcare issues. What were some of perhaps the outcomes of this conversation? I'm sure it's very preliminary, but you've touched on a few things that need to be done. But what were you able to hear from participants that may be offering some solutions?
Sure. Nice Community Schools was one of our panelists, Brian DeAugustine, the superintendent there, and they actually started a daycare in their schools. So that's one example of how employers can be involved. Another was able to kind of coordinate with their employees to make sure that they were able to work when they had childcare, so they were able to schedule around people's specific childcare needs and help them coordinate the actual childcare itself. There's a model in Iron Mountain where the YMCA is partnering with a large employer to provide kind of a priority-based childcare access to their employees. And in Traverse City, there was a pilot last year where they have essentially a three-payer system. The employer pays a third of childcare costs, the parent pays a third, and the state pays a third. It's called the Michigan TriShare Program. And it's something that's being expanded throughout the state. So we wanted to have the Traverse City example, it's administered by the United Way, out there for people to learn about and potentially use as a model. So I guess I would also add, in terms of outcomes, this event originated with a group called the UP Childcare Task Force, which is being coordinated by UP Michigan Works. And that group has been meeting its stakeholders throughout the UP, childcare providers, workforce development, educators, state agencies have all been coming together to talk about bigger solutions, smaller solutions, what resources are needed, how we actually create access to childcare. And that group is continuing to meet and looking for additional participation and solutions in this issue.
Sure. Okay. Well, I wanted to ask you about that if, since this webinar already happened, but these conversations are underway, is there a place that people can go to perhaps find out more, either through your website or through another group?
Yes, absolutely. The webinar will be available online on our website, marquette.org, for anybody who wants to watch it. And again, UP Michigan Works is coordinating the UP Child Care Task Force. If they're interested in participating, they can contact either me or they can contact Michigan Works to find out what exactly is happening there and how they might get involved.
Sarah Lucas with us this morning with our Lake Superior Community Partnership update. She is the CEO of the LSCP. Thank you for your time this morning. Very interesting information, and we will touch base with you again soon.
Thanks so much for having me.
All righty. You too. Sarah Lucas, CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership, joining us with an interesting conversation about childcare solutions and employer-based childcare solutions. If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.
John's Auto wants your vehicle.